This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
So today we will talk about the anniversary of the happiest day of my life. And, you know, it's one of four big milestones that we are talking about today. Today is a four milestone episode.
Yes, four milestone extravaganza.
I love a milestone. So, Elizabeth, first, what's something making us more happier? What's something making you more happier?
Well, Gretch, this is our first milestone of the episode, which is today, or actually, I think it's tomorrow, is our one-year anniversary of doing More Happier.
I know. I mean, I remember when we were just throwing around the idea for this. Remember that when we were like, because we did that Unplugged episode?
Yes. It was more just us talking like we do in this.
Yeah, it was like a phone call. So then we started thinking about it. So, Elizabeth, now we have to decide. We said we would do it for a year because we were like, if we're going to do it at all, we should give it a shot.
Well, I think clearly we're going to keep doing it. It didn't even occur to me that, oh, it's been a year and now we might stop doing it.
Now it just seems part of the ordinary fun of life.
What we do, yeah.
Well, I think we should give ourselves a ta-da, though, because, you know, it's easy to keep moving forward and not look back and think like, hey, you know, we did this and this was something that we started out to do. And we did it. We did it every other week in 2022. We're keeping it going. So ta-da for us. I think we should give ourselves a gold star for that.
Yes. Well, and it does make me happier, Gretchen, because I feel like there's things we can talk about and more happier that we wouldn't talk about on Happier.
Yeah.
Just like really going in about certain television shows. I get to talk about my Real Housewives life lessons.
At last.
There's just fun things we get to talk about. And I love having a spot for that.
Well, it's funny how we always know. We've never not agreed or instantly both recognized whether an idea was for.
Right.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Happier or more happier.
Exactly. Wonderful.
But I also, Coach, I would love to hear from people if there's stuff they would like us to talk about on More Happier, you know, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be continuing.
Yeah.
Okay, Gretch, what about you? What's making you more happier?
Well, speaking of milestones, there's a big milestone anniversary in my life because January 9th, 2015 is one of the happiest days of my life, maybe the all-time happiest day of my life. It's like conceivable this could stay in that top slot forever because that was the day Jamie was cured of hepatitis C.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I remember.
Yeah. So bummer for Jamie. He had a blood transfusion during a heart operation when he was 8 years old. This was before people knew about hepatitis C, so they didn't, you know, they didn't know to watch out for it in the blood supply. So he got it. And the thing about hepatitis C is it takes 30 years, but it will destroy your liver. And it turns out the liver is a very important organ. Everyone, let's recognize the majesty of the liver. 30 years is a long time, but Jamie was like a full-on grown-up, so it was not great. And he tried several experimental trials. And then the FDA cleared something. He went on it the next day. And 6 months later, he was cured. It's like the biggest miracle. I just want to say thank you, science. Thank you, researchers. Thank you, doctors. Thank you, nurses. Thank you, technicians. I will never forget opening up that email. And it was like, you know, it was like a lab report. And it was just like viral load undetected. And it was like, oh, I just get teared up even thinking about it. So it was so great.
I know. I mean, it was just such a sword hanging over you guys, not knowing when is this going to really become an issue.
Yeah.
And like just to have that lifted.
Just solved. You know, so like how often does something just like go away like that overnight? Yeah. It was amazing. Right. But here's the thing. Sign up to be an organ donor because like Jamie gets to hang on to his liver, but it could have gone very differently. And one person can say, I forget the statistic, it's like one person can like save the lives of five people and improve the lives of several other people. And it's like the easiest good deed you ever do. You just sign up for it. And then you, like no one, you never know. Yeah. It's a huge privilege to die in a way that you can become an organ donor. So I'll put a link in the show notes. And so it's like a great thing to do. So January 9th, maybe I'll get an ice cream cake. That's his favorite thing. So I'll often get an ice cream cake to celebrate. Yeah.
Celebration of Jamie's liver. Get a liver shaped.
It's not a picturesque organ, but it's a very precious organ.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, we're going to talk about some quality screen time, which is also a milestone. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like what was your favorite toy as a little girl or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/happier. That's StoryWorth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Elizabeth, quality screen time. This is a huge milestone in your life, in your professional career, because I just thought, I know you've been waiting for the world to see it for many, many months. I watched the premiere of season 2 of Fantasy Island. I got a giant chill every time I saw your name and Sarah's name up on the screen, as always. But this is a huge professional milestone. I mean, tremendous.
Yes. Well, first, Gretch, I have to say Mondays at 8 p.m. on Fox and then available the next day on Hulu. You know, I have to say that
before
I say anything. But yeah, because Sarah and I have never gotten a season two. So this is the third show we've gotten on the air.
Which itself is a huge accomplishment.
Which itself is, yes.
So remind me, like, what are the stages? Because it's like each stage is like a giant ordeal and step forward to take.
Now, this is how it usually works. First, you go in and you sell a pitch to a network.
So that's a huge milestone.
If and they, that's if they buy in the itself pitch. A huge deal, yes. And Sarah and I talk about it in detail on Happier in Hollywood, if anyone's interested. And then you have to write the script for that pilot, right? And then they have to decide whether they're going to make the pilot. And that is very rare to even get a pilot made.
Yeah.
You go from, you know, like it could be 75 down to 5. You know, maybe they buy 75 scripts, they make 5 pilots, or they buy 150 scripts and they make 8 pilots. You know, very big deal to get a pilot made. And then they pick up just out of the pilots, less than half, usually.
Right.
So it's a long process. Now, I will say Fantasy Island was a little different in that it was pitched to series. So we pitched it and it went straight to series. That's because we're a lean budget model and it's much cheaper not to do a separate pilot. Mm-hmm. So that had advantages and disadvantages. Advantage being we didn't have to go through all those other steps. Disadvantage being we were starting without anything.
Right.
And we had to find the show. But the idea then to get a season two, I think something like 90% of shows don't get a season two. So it's very low number.
This is the thing about your profession that is so daunting, is that at every stage, it narrows out so much. I mean, usually things don't, even if you're a lawyer, it's like half the people win and half the people lose. This is like overwhelmingly things don't move forward. I'm sure you have friends who are like very well established, very well respected, just for one reason or another, things didn't break their way and things don't get made.
Oh, absolutely. You can have a great career and never get your own show on the air. That most people probably have that experience. And Sarah and I have been really lucky that we have gotten shows on the air. But yeah, we have just, forever, Gretch, I said, I just want season two. Just give me a season two. I need a season two. So now we have a season two. Of course, now I'm equally passionate that I need a season three.
Right.
Funny details, Sarah and I have never done a season two of any show. We've always either been on season one and then a show hasn't gone forward, whether it's ours or someone else's, or we've come on season three or later.
Oh, so you missed.
We've never done a season two, period.
Oh, that's funny.
Just funny. We've done season 4, 5, 6, never done a season two.
Now, how would you describe that? Like, so you had the season one and that was really hard because you sort of, with the pilot, like you say, you sort of figure out a lot of things and you guys had to figure that out under the enormous pressure of doing the whole season. How would you compare doing season one to season two of this show, of Fantasy Island?
Creatively, it was much easier. Creatively, we really hit our groove because we knew who our cast was. When we were starting to write season one, we were still casting.
Right.
Now we know the cast. We can write for the cast. We know what kind of stories really work for us. We knew sort of what we could accomplish in terms of production. So that made us, write better suited scripts for our production and our lean budget. Creatively, it was so much fun. And we also learned that the audience really liked the ongoing stories of our main characters, not just focusing on the fantasies of every episode, although those, of course, are very important. So as writers, we love writing that serialized stuff. So we did more of that, which was fun for us. Now, I will say production-wise, season two was extremely difficult because we had major COVID issues. We had to change where we were shooting, and our new place was much more difficult to shoot at because it was multi-level. So we had to move equipment around different levels, whereas where we were season one, it was just easier to move around. And we had a lot of rain. Mm. But I will say, Sarah and I have talked about it a lot, and This season of Fantasy Island, it was by far our best professional experience because we just loved what we were doing. We loved our writers were so great, and the cast just made everything better. And we just had a great team overall. So it was just very team oriented. You know, Hollywood, and we talk about this a lot on Happier in Hollywood, of like people stabbing each other in the back and politics and all of that stuff. But the nice thing is, like, when Sarah and I are in charge, we can kind of run it the way we want to.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we really could have like a team atmosphere. And I felt like, and just our executives, everybody, just is really a team, which is just a nice feeling because that's what you're going for. And then there's some continuity there, which is nice.
Right.
You kind of are getting to know people better. So it's both creatively and then on that other sort of just work level, it's nice.
Right.
So I don't know. We're very proud of it. We love it. Hopefully everybody else will love it.
I love feeling like an insider. Like, I remember you saying, like, Rosalind Sanchez is a really great salsa dancer. And then I'm like, ooh, there she is, dancing salsa and like looking awesome. And I'm like, I knew that. I knew she was good at salsa.
Yes, we knew Roz was good at salsa. So we're like, all right, you're going to salsa. And I will give you a little sneak preview that Kiara Barnes, who plays Ruby, is a great singer. So you might be looking for Ruby singing in an upcoming episode. Yes, we love writing to people's strengths. And John, who plays Javier, likes to play guitar. So we always write to what they like to do because it's just fun for them, which is fun for us.
That's like in The Office where it's like, Michael Scott can ice skate because, you know, because the actor can ice skate. Yeah. Or like Andy plays the banjo. And it's like, okay.
Yes. You know what's funny, though? I don't know if you know this, but actors always talk about how they're famous for, if they're asked if they can do something, they just say yes, whether they can do it or not. So if you ask an actor, can you ride a horse? Oh, yes. Yes, I can ride a horse. And then cut to fear on the horse. So anyway, it's funny. But yeah, it's been good. More gorgeous white outfits from Rosalind Sanchez and many great hairstyles, too.
Excellent.
I can promise you that. Okay, Gretch, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
The spotlight this week is on the calendar of catalysts. We love a great catalyst. You know, we've been talking about Go Outside 23 and 23. We've been talking about the 23 and 23 list. But some people don't like using January 1st. Questioners sometimes think it's arbitrary. Other people feel like they want a fresh start at a different time. And so the calendar of catalysts, there's new items put on. I'm constantly adding new items. If anybody has any great ideas, send them to me. And it's been redesigned to be a perpetual calendar. So it's not for a particular calendar year. So you could use, you could print it out and use it at any time. And I'll put a link in the show notes, but it's, if you want to know, you can go into GretchenRubin.com/resources and look for the calendar of catalysts.
How many do you have now? Do you know?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. I should count. I don't know.
It's a lot.
One of my favorites is Halfway Day. And I love Determination Day. Determination Day is coming up in February, so we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But another thing, as you're using the calendar of catalysts, I'll just mention this generally because I've been seeing this a lot, is in Better Than Before, my book about habit change, there's a lot about the strategies and tools. So if you're using the calendar of catalysts because you want to start a new habit, you might be using it otherwise, but if it's for habit, Better Than Before is also like a good thing as a companion, because that's the book where it really goes through the 21 strategies systematically. And I think for a lot of people, it's helpful to think about them as they're choosing their date for whatever it is that they're trying to get going on. So I'll put a link in the show notes for both of those.
Okay, great. All right, Gretchen, coming up, we're going to talk about yet another milestone that I had, but first, this break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Elizabeth, right this second, I am wearing my sweater from Quince. It's the Mongolian cashmere crewneck sweater in Everglade green. It feels so great, and it came in so many gorgeous colors. I love this green.
Yeah, Gretchen, I got the same sweater in white, and I absolutely love it. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Okay, Elizabeth, how's that going for you? I want to hear about this milestone that you just experienced now that it's in the rearview mirror. Reflect on it. How was it?
Yeah. So my milestone, Gretchen, was hosting Christmas at our house.
This is huge.
I talked about it on More Happier, I believe. I said it was making me more happier that we were going to do it, but it was also making me way more stressed.
Yes. And I heard about the stress ahead
yes,
of time.
Yes, I was constantly talking and then texting the family about my fears and stress. It took up so much of my brain power for like a good 6 weeks. Like even if I was doing nothing, I was just aware, like, should I be doing something? What could I be doing? What do I have to do?
Yeah, in our family, we call this hostess neurosis. This is the anxieties that you feel days before, or particularly like day of, when you're running around getting everything organized. This is something that we often joke about.
Yes. And I had it, I would say, for weeks. And I know many people in this world host Christmas every year. And it's like, that's just what they do. But for me, it was just a huge deal. Like it really felt like a crossover into adulthood. Mm-hmm. So Christmas Eve, we had Adam's extended family. Unfortunately, his parents had COVID, which was such a bummer.
Yeah.
But we had about, I think about 24 of us for Christmas Eve, and it was a buffet. And I have to say his sisters and brothers-in-law helped a ton because they brought all the tamales and like steamed all the tamales, and that was a big job. So that was a huge help. So some people stayed over, and then some came back in the morning of our little smaller group of 10, and we had Christmas morning at our house as well. And I had gotten the quiche. I agonized, Gretchen, over my quiche. Where was I going? I was determined for some reason to serve quiche. I had long conversations with mom about it. I got my quiche. It was a big hit. I had pound cake. We made two full packages of bacon. We had leftover ham. Santa came. I mean, I had the best time. We had champagne
Christmas
morning.
So you did
have
fun. You did. You were able to have fun when it happened.
I had a great time. Yes, I would say once half the people had arrived Christmas Eve, I started having fun.
Do you think that's because it was just like, whatever is done, and I can't do any more planning or preparing. It's just like, it is what it is. And
yes, like if we don't have enough ice, there's nothing I can do at this point.
Right.
I will say also, the you'll appreciate this, and people who listen to this podcast will appreciate this, Gretch. One of my major turning points in the planning was when Adam and I decided we were not going to try to make our office look any better. We decided it was going to be the dumping ground of all items that we had nowhere to put, which it's just in the ongoing saga of the office. I did not tackle the office. Instead, I closed all the blinds and it was just off limits. And then it was funny because my sister-in-law had to come in here and get something. And it was like, ha ha.
But maybe that's a good hack. It's better to clean as you go and put things away. But at a certain point, maybe it's just good if you can. There's often kind of, whether it's a closet or whatever, where you just throw stuff in there and close the door and it's just people aren't supposed to go in there. Because it is hard not to have a place like that when you got a lot going on.
Yeah. So that made a big difference because I just, how am I going to get this clean? How am I going to get this clean? So that was helpful. And then what was really nice, and this goes to, you know, we always talk about use your house, like use all the rooms of your house.
Yeah.
And we talked about that a lot during the pandemic. So, you know, we've done a lot of work, or I should say Adam has done a lot of work on our backyard. We have a fire pit. We have like heaters over another seating area. And everyone really used the backyard. We had for hours people sitting around the fire pit. Oh. We had all of our throw blankets. We had people sitting in our other patio area. We had the doors wide open. So this is the fun of being in LA.
Right.
That it was, you know, that day it was like 76. So it was cold at night, cool enough for a fire pit and blankets, but everyone could still be outside. I had our twinkle lights going. So I really did enjoy myself. And the funny thing is, before it even ended, because, you know, we're at Christmas every other year in LA.
Right.
I was telling everyone, we'll do it again in 2 years,
oh, good.
2 years at our house again. I'm like, what am I doing? Adam's like, we're doing this again.
Yeah.
But it was so fun for Jack to be able to have the family, you know, to be the hub, the center.
Yeah. I'm the host.
Here's the great thing about it. Doing something like that, I feel like it makes you feel like you can do other things too.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Tackling something that for me would have been an impossibility, hosting Christmas Eve. Now I'm like, well, I can do other things that I think I can't do.
Right. No, you it's know? Like that when you stretch yourself, it sort of changes your conception of what you're capable of.
Yes. It's like natural childbirth. When I did natural childbirth, I'm like, okay, I got through that.
Yeah.
Who knows what else I can get through?
It's interesting for both of us, Elizabeth, because I think we're very much the same in this way. And by the way, I have never done that. I have never hosted a major family thing. So I get it. It's interesting because both of us are caught in the middle where one aspect of our nature is very focused on friendship, very hospitable, very gregarious, likes to mix it up, and really enjoys a party atmosphere and enjoys beautiful things and like you and your tablescapes and all that.
Yeah.
But then part of us doesn't want to do it and doesn't want to deal with the time and the energy, doesn't want to make the decisions, doesn't feel confident in our judgment, feels overwhelmed by it and sort of by kind of the work of it and then also sort of like the discernment.
The judgment.
The judgment. Yeah, whereas like our mom loves doing it, does everything beautifully. And maybe that's part of the problem. It's like we know what it can be. So like that's what we're aiming for.
We have a very high standard in mom. Yes.
But she loves it. And so she's modeling somebody who does it beautifully and really enjoys it. So I think, Elizabeth, maybe part of it is you just got to get in there and do it. And then you sort of learn to... Again, action is the antidote to anxiety. As you become less anxious and more familiar and you've done it, then it gets easier and easier. And then the fun parts become more fun and the hard parts become easier.
Yes. And you learn little tips along the way. Just for instance, I was asking mom, well, I feel like I want to put out the bar today, but is it too soon? And she goes, well, if you're worried about like dog hair flying around in the air, which I was, she goes, just put paper towels over the glasses.
Oh,
so that they don't, nothing, dust doesn't get in.
Oh,
and then right before the party, just pick those up. And I'm like, okay, great. So like lesson learned. Now I know that. So you learn things.
Well, Elizabeth, gold star for you. I maybe more than anybody know how demanding this was. And you got through it and it went great and you're ready for more. So
that's right.
Major milestone done. Congratulations.
Thank you. And what is our quotation this week, Gretch?
This comes from William Edward Hartpole Lecky's The Map of Life. Of all the tasks which are set before man in life, the education and management of his character is the most important, and in order that it should be successfully pursued, it is necessary that he should make a calm and careful survey of his own tendencies, unblinded either by the self-deception which conceals errors and magnifies excellences, or by the indiscriminate pessimism which refuses to recognize his powers for good. He must avoid the fatalism which would persuade him that he has no power over his nature, and he must also clearly recognize that this power is not unlimited.
Fitting for today.
Yes. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling happier, more happier?
Yes, I am feeling happiest, French. Thank you, Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
So Gretchen, to start, hashtag outside 23 and 23, this entire week in LA is raining. So I feel like I'm telling all these people in Michigan, go outside, just put on a hat.
Yeah.
So I'm having to eat that now and go out in the rain.
But it's good to have rain in LA.
Yes, much needed.
From the Onward Project.